It's Friday, November 8th, 2019, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. ConnectWise Automate is targeted, the on-demand economy hits car repair, and blockchain for data retention. This is the business of tech. Hackers are targeting ConnectWise Automate, the RMM platform of a number of managed services providers. ConnectWise informed customers via a tweet and advised on-premises customers to ensure ports are not left open per their best practices document. Why do we care? Well, this story almost didn't make the cut for today, as this isn't really news, because, of course, critical management software is being targeted by hackers. This is more a public services announcement in the form of cybersecurity awareness. Do you have a real business need to run your own software on-premises? Are you correctly protecting those vital assets? Do you have two-factor authentication on? Is your security house in order? That's the real story here. Wrench, an on-demand vehicle maintenance and repair service for consumers and fleets, has raised $20 million in financing. This is their second round. This is part of a larger space of companies focused on consumer-friendly services where there's a heavy infrastructure set of requirements. Refueling and car wash on-demand services are in this space as well. RepairSmith offers a similar service to Wrench out of LA and San Francisco. Why do we care? The on-demand economy moves into more and more spaces. This makes a ton of sense, particularly for consumer-facing businesses. There are some entries into the technology space as well. Techie does this for consumers with laptop repairs, and Fixed, while not app-based, does it via APIs for enterprise. Technology services could be very ripe for this kind of disruption. The common argument is, what if I get a bad technician? But this clearly also applies to companies like Wrench as well, and can even go as far as Uber for taxis. Ask yourself, what's fundamentally the difference between finding someone online via online search versus finding someone online via marketplace app? Not much. This may just plant the next million-dollar idea, or gear you up for your potential competitor. The on-demand economy is a real thing for certain segments of the market. This isn't necessarily for everyone. If technology is a core portion of your business delivery as a customer, you won't necessarily move it to on-demand. But that isn't the whole market, so don't be surprised when you see someone delivering services like this. Ending the week with something very cool. Airweave has a new kind of blockchain. Called PermaWeb, the product looks to provide a way to store something online permanently. This could be used to protect websites from censorship, save legal contracts, or even offer apps even after the company is gone. The blockchain relies on the inherent idea that data storage costs are continually declining. With users paying for a few hundred years up front, the interest accrued by the excess payment will then cover perpetually the costs of shrinking storage. The company now has more than 100 apps built on the infrastructure and just completed a round of financing. Why do we care? Blockchain often gets lumped entirely in with cryptocurrencies, but the two are different. Cryptocurrency is just one implementation of a blockchain, and here we have another. The idea started when focused on fake news, trying to see if sites and articles could be stored permanently in their original form. Blockchain solves this at small scale, but by rewarding miners for storing random older blocks, this allows the data to be kept longer. It's notable that there's a level of content control here as well, as node operators have the ability to vote to approve hosting a file which addresses copyrighted music or revenge porn. Kudos for thinking about the downside of the technology. The tech also allows for different versions of the app to be supported, allowing for outs in the events of versions with ads or privacy problems. Addressing a real pain point about data preservation, as well as addressing the potential downsides. That's why we care. Today's episode was brought to you by the Killing It podcast. Three experts, three topics, 30 minutes, and one focus on making money in IT. Catch the show on your favorite podcatcher or on mspradio.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. This was an intentional Facebook-free Friday, but I'm sure Big Tech will be up to their antics on Monday. If you like the podcast, please help me grow the audience by telling one colleague, sharing on social media, or telling your favorite community about the show. Takes just a moment, and it makes a big difference. You can find us online at mspradio.com, and see you on Monday.